Hear now from the word of the Lord, as it is written in the Gospel of Matthew, a portion of chapter 28. And in the twilight of the Sabbaths, as it dawned toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to behold the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord, descending from heaven and coming, rolled away the stone from the door and sat on it. And his countenance was as lightning, and his clothing white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead. And the angel answering said to the women, "Fear ye not, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. And going quickly, say to his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goes before you into Galilee. There you shall behold him. Lo, I have told you." And going quickly from the sepulchre with great fear and great joy, they ran to report this to his disciples. And as they went to report to his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, "Hail!" And they, coming, took hold of his feet and worshipped him. Then says Jesus to them, "Fear not. Go report to my brothers that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me." Reading further from the word of the Lord, as it is written in his second coming in the work Apocalypse Explained and Apocalypse Revealed. "The holy tremor that seizes upon, agitates and convulses the inner parts of the head when the divine flows in and fills them is called fear, terror, dread, as can be seen in the Gospels when the women entered into the tomb and saw an angel sitting on the right side, clothed in a white robe, and were terrified. And when the women departed from the tomb and were seized with fear, trembling, and amazement, and at the same time with great joy. And they told no one, for they were afraid. Therefore Jesus said to them, 'Fear not, tell the brethren.'" From these passages, it can be concluded that terror and alarm mean in the word various disturbances of the mind arising from the influx of such things as cause amazement, connected also with joy. Fear not signifies the renewal of life, for all who come suddenly from self-life into any spiritual life are at first afraid, but their life is renewed by the Lord. This renewal is effected in this way, that the divine presence and fear on account of it are accommodated to reception. The Lord is present indeed with all in the universe, but more nearly or remotely according to the reception of good by means of truth with them from him. For good is that in which the Lord is present with an angel, spirit, and man. Therefore, the extent and quality of good from the Lord with them are what determine the extent and quality of his presence. If the presence goes beyond this, there is anguish and tremor. But by accommodation to reception, there is renewal of life. This renewal is what is signified by fear not. Amen. When Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to the tomb that morning, they witnessed an earthquake. They saw the guards fall down as dead, and the enormous stone rolled away from the sealed tomb with an angel shining brilliantly sitting on top of it. And we learn in the Gospels that they were afraid. So this morning, we're going to spend a few minutes together thinking about why they were afraid, and how if we were there with them, how we would likely be afraid too, but also how the Lord comforted them, and how the Lord comforts us when we are in similar states. So to understand better why they were afraid, let's think a little bit more about what we know about Mary Magdalene and the other Mary. Mary Magdalene had been possessed by seven demons, seven evil spirits who wanted nothing more than to hurt her every way that they could. And then Mary Magdalene met Jesus Christ, and he cast those evil spirits out of her and changed her life forever. And the other Mary, it was most likely the woman that gave birth to Jesus. And she had known him his entire life, from his infancy, through his childhood, up to where he was an adult and preaching the gospel all over the land. And these two women loved Jesus so much, and loved what he taught and was bringing to the world so much, that they devoted their lives to taking care of him so he could preach the gospel all over the land and not have to worry about what he was going to eat and where he was going to stay. They devoted themselves to taking care of that for the Lord so he could do the incredible work of his ministry on earth. And then it says, from afar off, they watched this man be crucified. And they were also there when he was put up into the tomb, and the tomb was sealed. So we can picture what might have been on their minds as they went on the third day, very, very sad, and in a state of grief. But when they got there, they saw something they did not expect. Those guards laying on the ground as dead, the stone rolled away, the brilliantly shining angel sitting on the rock. And if we think what we might have been thinking, if we were there with them, and if we had known Jesus the way these women knew the Lord, what would we have been thinking? We could look at the guards and say, what happened to them? How did that happen? We could look at the stone and say, how did that get moved away? Or look in the sepulcher and say, where is Jesus? And then look up at the angel and say, who is that? And then we might begin to think, did he rise as he said he would? Is Jesus Christ God our Savior? And it's as if the angel knew that they were thinking these questions, because his answer answered every single one of these questions by him simply saying, he has risen, as he said. Now, it says they still were fearful, but had great joy. And maybe approaching the story this way, we can understand why it says at that point they ran off to tell the disciples, but it says still with fear and great joy. They didn't quite understand what was happening, but they were beginning to. And the beginning of the understanding that Jesus Christ was God was beginning to fill them with joy. And so on their way to tell the disciples, that's when they saw the Lord for the very first time. And we can tell that they were still fearful, but still had great joy to see the Lord. Now, do you remember what they did when they saw the Lord? We might think that they would have run up and give him a big hug because they were so happy that he was alive and beginning to realize that he was God. But they didn't. Do you remember what they did? They came up to the Lord and took hold of his divine feet and worshiped him. And the Lord knew what they were thinking. And we can tell from the Lord's response, because he simply said to them, and we can picture them holding his feet and him looking down and saying, fear not. Now let's take a moment this morning to think in our own minds, what would that have sounded like? The Lord's strong, gentle voice telling these women who loved him so much, fear not. And when that sound from his mouth came to their ears, we can picture that their fear instantly disappeared. Now, when we think about that part of the story, it might be a little bit hard to understand why they were even afraid in the first place. But the Lord explains that to us in the heavenly doctrine, and he explains it in such a way that can help us understand what will happen when we actually have a similar experience as Mary Magdalene and the other Mary did on that morning. The Lord says in Apocalypse Revealed that fear not signifies renewal of life. For all who come suddenly from self-life into any spiritual life are at first afraid, but their life is renewed by the Lord. So they were afraid because they were thinking from themselves about what they had seen. But as soon as they began to realize and be open to thinking from the Lord and from heaven, their fear was replaced with amazement and joy at realizing who Jesus Christ was. Their fear and disturbance was replaced by amazement and joy. Now, how does this happen for us? How might this happen for us? It happens in a different way, for sure. But if we're reading a story in the Word, the sacred scripture, and we're reading along and maybe it's a familiar story and we see something that we haven't seen before, sometimes that can cause us to be a little bit disturbed and say, well, wait a minute, I don't remember that part of the story. And our old understanding of the story is challenged as we consider this new truth that the Lord's presenting to us in the letter of His Word. And then if we keep our mind open to the Lord and to spiritual life, that disturbance will be replaced by amazement and then joy at, yes, that's the Lord's Word too, and now I can see it in a way I've never seen it before. Like Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, seeing the Lord in a way they had never seen Him before, as God, the Creator and Savior of heaven and earth. Now, as we get older, the same thing can happen for us when we read the heavenly doctrine too. And we may even go to the heavenly doctrine the same way that Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to the tomb that morning. There may be passages that we just don't understand, passages that we don't see the Lord in. But because we love Him the way that those women loved the Lord, we go back to the heavenly doctrine. And we prepare ourselves with a mind open to spiritual life. And we may very well find something that challenges us and disturbs us and maybe even makes us a little bit fearful. And then remember what the women did. They bowed down and held on to the Lord's feet. We need to hold on to the idea of the Lord as the divine human God that He is. And then wait. Wait for His response. Listen for His voice, His strong, gentle voice, saying to us as well, fear not. And if it's a story in the Word, sometimes we can see a detail that changes the entire meaning of the story for us and helps us see the Lord there in a way we never would have imagined. It's because it's a connection with heaven from an openness to spiritual life from the Lord that allows us to feel the joy of the angels in ourselves. And as we think about this story and remember how Mary Magdalene and the other Mary reacted and how the Lord responded to them, we do need to remember that the Lord didn't just say, fear not. He said, fear not and go tell my brethren. So these discoveries that we're making of seeing the Lord anew in His Word and in the heavenly doctrine aren't things we should keep to ourselves. So this Easter, as we celebrate the Lord's resurrection, as we celebrate seeing the Lord anew, let's think about some of those things that we've experienced in the Word and in the heavenly doctrine where we've seen the Lord in ways that may have caused us fear and disturbance but now cause us amazement and joy. Let's just not think about those things for ourselves. But as we celebrate the Lord's resurrection with family and friends, let's take a minute today or this week to share those things. Because the Lord said to Mary Magdalene, and Mary, He said, fear not, go and report to my brothers. Amen.